Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast here coming at you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm in a space of gratitude for all my listeners. Thank you so much. Means the world to me. So I did a podcast the other day for our working mamas and can't leave out my working papa bears. So dads, this one is for you. Any working dad out there listening to my podcast, or maybe you know, you're a working woman who's got a, you know, a spouse or, you know, a significant other or a brother or your dad or whoever that's listening or that you know that is a dad, you might want to send this podcast over to them to listen to. So working dads, how's it going? First and foremost, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for working hard. Thank you for contributing and putting a roof over your family's head and food in their bellies. Thank you for pouring your heart and your blood, sweat, and tears into your job. We know you work hard. Same with you working mamas. We know you work hard too. So thank you. I also just want to say, on top of, you know, being a working dad and figuring out the balance of the life that you want and want to create, I think it's an important thing to identify the what. I coach a lot of men who just work away. They're just working all days. Their boundaries are a little bit, you know, out the window. And next thing you know, they are coming home late, leaving early, you know, making personal plans, kind of conflicting with what's needing to, you know, happen with the family. It just seems, and there's frustration and there's feelings of feeling overwhelmed or, you know, just missing the boat or feeling behind or disconnected. So I just want to encourage my working dads out there that it's really important that you, as well as our working mamas, that you're out there, that you're time blocking, that you're identifying what day do I want? Like if I could say to you right now, I'm going to grant you the most productive day possible, what would that look like to you? The only way that we get these productive days is if we manifest them by putting them into our day planner and paying attention to our time blocks and being regimented. That's the real magic. You know, for me, every night, I seriously feel like I could work 24 hours a day. Call me crazy. I love my job. I love working. I've always have since I was a little girl. But to me, it's like I have to shut it off to show up for the other things that matter. You know what I mean? And if your schedule fully conflicts with your family, then revamp your schedule. You know, because the truth of the matter is, I know anybody who's listening right now, I know if you are a good dad that you want to be a good dad. If you're not a good dad, I know you want to be a better dad. Okay. I always feel like I'm striving to being a better parent. I do. I always feel like I want to learn and grow and evolve and get better. You know, so to me, it's identifying what you want your day to look like. And then when you go to your workday, submerge the heck out of the day. Your whole being should be submerged into your career to the best of your ability every day, all day that you go during those work hours. Then when you're off, give yourself permission to shut it off. Give yourself permission to say, okay, I'm shutting it down. Don't look at that text. Don't look at that email. You know, don't read some paperwork. Really shut it off and show up for what matters. If it's important to your family that you guys are all sitting down having dinner together, then I would make that such a priority. I'd have that as a set appointment in your day planner that no matter what, you don't flake on. Also, I would, you know, you guys, I got to tell you, love the cell phones. I'm a super fan of the cell phones, smartphones. Oh my God, do I wish you were here 20 years ago when I was in sales? Thank you. But shut it off. Yeah, put it in the corner, put it on the charger, get it out of the room, shut the door, show up. You know, I was not blessed with a mom and dad growing up. I just had a single mom that pretty much raised me. And to me, I am obsessed hearing that people sit down and have their family time. My heart literally overflows. It's like it explodes with how amazing that is. Working dads, let me tell you, you being there and being a part of the family in front of your kids and being present with them and sitting down and looking them in the face and saying, how was your day? And they tell you about it. And then they ask you, how was yours? And if they don't, it's okay to say, hey, I want to tell you about my day, and sharing with your family. You know, it's so important that our parents, our working parents, are sharing. It's so important that our active children, our children that are in school or living under our roof, that they're sharing. There's nothing more incredible than building this family unit, because we make the time, because we show up, because we shut down the business world. Now, don't get me wrong, I do coach and work with people, high level people that are, you know, that are busy and dinging and pinging with big, important, urgent things. And I understand and I get it. It's just, those are the same people that say they have an imbalance, that things aren't balanced for them, and that they feel off and not connected. The other thing, my working dad, so this is for you right here. You know, working dads, if you are a, have a significant other, I want to encourage you to shut off your work when you're going to be with them. It's okay. Give yourself permission to go on a date night, or go be spontaneous, or book a trip, or shut it off at night, or whatever the case may be. And again, it's not every day. It's not every night. It's just, it is important that we do remember we've got somebody else in our life, and we've got to give them attention and time and nurture that relationship as well. And it makes us feel good. You know, as a parent or as a spouse or as a significant other, we feel good when we're putting time in our life for our loved ones, you know? And I just think sometimes you need to hear that you're appreciated and that you're doing a great job, and don't beat yourself up all the time, okay? It's not easy. Doing this whole working parent thing, it is not easy. And yet it can be so rewarding, and you can create your own life balance to the best of your ability. Yes, it's a struggle. Yes, things have to shift. Yes, I'm not with my children all day long. I'm not. I'm a working mom, so I'm not. I don't get to have that experience. And it's a choice I made. I want to work. I enjoy working. It's fun, and it challenges me, and it pushes me, and all those great things. But, you know, I don't get to be there for every single thing that's going on with them. And I've have to learn. I still learn every day, and some days are harder than others, that we're doing the best we can. You know, and I just want to tell you that you have to figure out what you want in this dad working, you know, career role that you're in. What do you really want? What balance do you really want to have? What's missing? What feels a little compromised? You know, some might be on the flip side. I might have a dad listening right now where it's like, oh, I spend so much time with my kids. I'm great. My business kind of sucks. Okay, well, again, you got to go in and reconfigure your time and decide. When I work, I submerge. When I'm with kids, submerge. Loved ones, submerge. Friends, submerge. Family, you know, hobbies. Hey, when was the last time you guys have worked on your hobbies? It's so cool to hear. I love working with people and hearing about their hobbies and their passions. But I notice a lot of them don't spend a lot of time doing it. Make time for that too. Okay. This podcast is just a reminder, you know, it's just shooting straight and being real about what it takes to balance all the worlds and have your all, have what is all to you or what you want, and not feel struggled in any categories or feel like you're not doing a good enough job. Okay. So if I were you, I would take a moment, you know, after listening to this podcast, you know, after you listen to the tunes, of course, that my DJ is going to play here in a second. After you listen to the tunes, shut it off, take a deep breath, and maybe jot down some things that are really important to you to make yourself a productive day. You know, what does a successful working dad look like to you? And when you write all that down, what do you need to tweak or change a little bit to get your days and your weeks and your months and more in alignment with your vision? That interests me. All right, working dads, I'm going to sign off. DJ, kick us on something that like dads would like. Give me a tune that like the dudes would like. I appreciate it. Hey guys, if you're listening to me, please follow me on Lisa Crown on Facebook, or Coach LC, and that's ELSEE on Instagram. And I also have a private Facebook group page called Get Real with Lisa Crown. I'd love for you to check that out. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. And if you did like what you hear, please click on those little stars and click subscribe or write even a review. It helps me out a lot. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Take care.